meditated, and studied a broad range of topics. This allowed me, upon return to the monastery in the summer of 1968, to appreciate the magnificent expositions of subjects, large and small, by an aged lama, Khensur Ngawan Langden, who had been the abbot of a tantra monastery in Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, when the communist Chinese invaded in 1959. In the course of his teachings, the lama spoke several times of a profound book about death that he had with him. He explained that the book was most helpful in approaching death because it described in detail the deepening mental states through which the dying person passes and how to prepare for them. He added that we pass through these states each and every day when we go to sleep or end a dream, as well as when fainting, sneezing, or during orgasm. I was fascinated. From the Lama's brief references to the contents of this book, I could see that our usual level of consciousness was superficial compared to these deeper states. Wanting to learn more, I asked him to teach me the text, but he put it off. Eventually, in 1971, I left on a Fulbright fellowship to study for a